Rabbi Letwin. Go.
You just tell your member that you stand down today. Tell them how they should behave. Couple characters. Tell them how they should behave.
Exciting. So last time we got down to some practical pieces, but we spent more time understanding the longness, understanding what makes Ikaratov work, the concept behind the game, the rules behind the game, and then we want to be able to apply them. So today I'd like to spend most of the time going through practical cases, as many as we can cover. But before we do, I don't know if you've got one of these in front of you. We're just going to do a very quick, literally a 2-minute recap on the lomdus behind Ikar and Tafel, the mechanics of Ikar and Tafel, if you like, the way it works. And once we have that clear, then I'll be able to put you back in the picture that you'll be able to argue with me if you disagree with anything I'm saying. I won't just be rattling off psak without the havana. This is the mechanics of the entire Ikar and Tafel. When you have this clear, you literally have Ikar and Tafel on your fingertips. So basically, as we've discussed, there's two types of Ikar and Tafel. One type of Ikar and Tafel is a mixture. What's a mixture? A mixture is a case where you want to eat both foods. You have a fruit salad, for example, which we'll discuss in more detail later on. You have a fruit salad. The fruit salad has in it both ha'etz and hadam, both mango and melon. And you want them both. Some more here, if you want. You want them both. You want both the mango and you want the fruit salad. You want both brachas. But since you're eating it in the form of a mixture, which we describe, the mixture means that it normally comes on one spoon at a time. Since you're eating it as a mixture, Chazal say there's one bracha. That's the case of a mixture. So how does it work with a mixture? What's the mechanics? So we ask, the first question we ask, is there mezonos in the mixture? If there's mezonos, you always make the bracha of mezonos. Unless there's one exception, there's an exception to every rule. Unless the mezonos is mamish only there to enhance the other, then you won't be making a mezonos, but that's going to be the rare case. If there's no mezonos, a fruit salad, coming back to our example, then you'll make the bracha of roiv. The majority, there's 51% mangoes, ha'etz, 51% melon, hadam. That's how the mechanics of a mixture works. Then there's another type of ikar and tafel.
Not sure.
Pardon?
Not sure exactly.
If you're not sure the question right, you should either add, and if you're really not sure and you can't add, the question say that even though normally we discussed last time, you can't make two brachas. Why did we explain that? We said that the Harim explained that the bracha on the ikar is poita as a tefillah. So therefore the tafel doesn't have a chiyuv bracha. So making the second bracha is the bracha of the batal. So the eitzah the place can give is that if you take it out, put it aside for a minute or two, then it's chal on it, it's a separate thing and it's not any more tarivus, and then you could make two brachas. So ideally the easy way out, which everyone knows, is make a bracha on two separate items. But just to keep focus, that's the case of a mixture. A mixture, we ask, is there mezonos? If there's mezonos, you say mezonos, unless it's mamish only enhancing. If there's no mezonos, you make the bracha of the majority. The other case of ikar and tafel is not a mixture. The other case of ikar and tafel is where you have two foods that are not necessarily combined in a mixture, eaten together somewhat, or perhaps eventually not even eaten together, but we're not going to go into that tonight. The two foods, they're eaten together, but not as a mixture, and it's not a case where you want them both necessarily. The longest of two foods will be where it's not a mixture, and you have two foods. So the first question we're going to have, for example, a herring on cracker, which we're going to discuss, it's going to be the first case we're going to get really involved in. A herring on a cracker. There's two foods here. It's not mixed up. It's not a salad. It's not a herring and cracker salad. It's two foods. So the question is, do you want both? If you want both foods, do you want both, if you follow along? If yes, then you have to say two brachas, or blessings, if you're innocent. And if no, if you don't want both, then you say the blessing of the key food. You say the bracha of the ikar. We'll have to discuss exactly what the ikar is. So that's the mechanics. If I say anything that deviates from these guidelines, which are set, please feel free to chip in or chip in at any time you like. So last week, we really only went through two important cases. I'll recap them for a second, just so we remember. We discussed that cholent, provided it's fully cooked, and it has in it barley as a mezonos. We had a deal in that. And we discussed that the probable bracha on kipkaf is shahakol, although we said there was someone in the audience, if I remember, who saw it as a glorified wafer, we said for him it would be a mezuzah. So let's get involved in a herring and cracker. So what's the story with a herring and a cracker? So a herring and cracker, which side does it fit into? As we said, a herring and a cracker is Pashto's two foods. It's two foods that we're eating together. Now the shayla is why? What is going on here with a herring and a cracker? So there's a Gemara in Brachas, the Mendalit, which discusses, the Gemara that discusses a very salty dip, and you're having bread to water down the saltness of the dip. Says the Gemara, if the only reason you're having bread is to water down the saltness, you don't make a bracha on the bread. So some people want to say, that's the case with herring, I really want herring. If herring is very salty and stodgy, well, I don't want herring, so I'm having the cracker to help with the saltiness of the herring. It's very shver and maisa to go with that. It's very shver. The person writes stomachs in, we don't like skipping out of bracha and mezuzahs. And the pashta says, let's be honest with ourselves, why aren't we having a herring and a cracker? And I normally have a herring and a cracker, not in the beginning. It's normally after a long shacharis, 2 hours, 2.5 hour shacharis, depending where you're done. You're starving hungry, you come to this kiddush where there's herring and kichels. Let's be honest, you want the kichel as well. You want to be full, and even if you're not so hungry, and I was in Haver's, sorry, I didn't impress it, should have to excuse me, at least Andy's not here. That's a good start, but I was in Haver's the other week, there was eight, oh he is, Anyway, so I'm in Haver's and there's eight types, geez, I'm sure half of them are probably 10 types of kichels, but there's at least eight types of kichels. It's rare to say that you're not interested in the bracha on the kichel as well. So the pashtus is that you should be making two brachas, one on the kichel, one on the herring. That's the psak. I would say the right thing to do is to make two brachas. If you want to make only a mezonos, yesh omi lismut. You want to make only a shahakal, it's not ideal. However, there's something shreya here. How do you make two brachas? You think about it, you make two brachas. Let's imagine this. How do you make two brachas? So you'd imagine you make a bracha on the cracker and a bracha on the herring. But the problem is like this. As we discussed before, we said if one of them is a tafel, you can't make a bracha on it because it's already nifta. It's a real issue. Yeah, so it's a real issue. So there's a few ways to skip. And I actually sat with Dan Krause yesterday, which was nice. And he told me that what he advises, the best way to go about this thing is to, ideally, obviously, you could make the shahakel, let's say, you make the mezonos on the cracker. That's fine, there's no harm in there really that the cracker's tuffle. And then you can make your shahakel on a drink. But let's say you don't want to have a drink, or you don't really feel like a drink, so you're saying, I'm just having a drink for no reason. He advises even though normally in Kadima would make a bracha on mezonos before shahakel. Here you make a bracha on the herring first, so you know that it's already, it's not nifta yet by the mezonos, and then you can make a bracha on the cracker. However, the simplest way is always going to be to make a bracha on two set risers, yes.
Why is it even from an egg sandwich? You want the sandwich, and you make mezonos, you're making
it. So we're gonna come to your case. You know what, we'll come to it right now. I'll skip ahead. It's a good question, I'll skip ahead. Just keep up. So let's talk about sandwiches. Let's talk about all kinds of lalafis and sapas. So the truth is, you're really opening up your own can of ones. We all know it can topic, but we don't realize we know it. Why, when we wash, does hamotzi cover everything we eat? Have you ever thought about it? The answer is because of ikka and tafel. We look at hamotzi, everything is lelafes as a pas, everything is there to enhance the pas. We look at hamotzi as the ikka, and everything else is there to enhance the pas. That's why hamotzi covers everything. So let's try and work through a few cases. The first couple of cases I want to bring, the first group I want to bring, is a burger in a mezonos roll, a fried egg on a cracker, and a fruit flan. And I'll tell you why I'm picking these cases. Because each one of these three cases, I understand, is a case of two foods where you want both foods. Let's go through them. A burger and a mezonos roll. So we're not going to get involved in the shayla is the mezonos roll. A burger we're talking about, you've already had your breakfast and it's really a snack in the day and it's a mezonos. It's two foods. And the burger is a chashav a meat burger. It's one of those gishmaka big ones, you know, with a handmade. It's very much got a chashivas for itself. It's two foods. You have a burger and you have the mezonos roll. And it's not part of a meal. It's two foods and you want them both. It should be two brachas. You know, I think that's good. The second case we're discussing is an egg, a fried egg, a big fried egg, folded up onto a cracker. A big fried egg folded onto a cracker. You can't say there that the egg is there just to enhance the cracker. You want the fried egg and you want the cracker. Again, two foods, two brachas. And finally, a fruit flan. Now, the fruit flan I'm describing is where the base has been baked by itself, a mezonos base, and the fruit was placed on afterwards because it was baked together. The question can discuss that if it's baked together, it becomes a mixture. So those three cases are clear cases. If we go down the two food side, there's two foods, you want both, you make two brachas. Now let's now come down a stage further. Tuna and crackers. Tuna and crackers or any spread, egg spread I presume, which is what you were asking, egg spread, or any spread. Anytime you have a sandwich, you go to the shop, not papers, but you go and you buy a sandwich with a spread, and you want to have a sandwich, we make mezonos or hamotzi, I think you should make if it's for if you're being kaviyah sudah. So why is that? So that is a concept which the Ramah discusses. Now what's fascinating is that the Ramah is actually talking about a case which is the exact opposite. The Ramah is talking about a case where there was a bread that they used to sweeten up the bread to make it very sweet. And he says that since they sweetened up the bread is only there to help dilute the sweet taste, you don't even make a bracha on a bread. But the concept is the same. The concept is if something's there only to enhance the other thing, mamash as an extra, or you only want one, which is practically the case of do you want them both? No. For example, you have a cracker with tuna. About you want the tuna. But the tuna's function is to enhance the cracker, to make the cracker taste good. Any spread is really there to make the cracker taste good. That's why on a cracker you'll only be making one bracha mezonos. Much thinking, the problem with herring is a whole chapter for itself. There's another 8 types of herring. Okay, good. Just to take this one step further, if everyone really enjoyed it. Just imagine the scenario, the truth is I feel bad if everyone's going to go home after this and need another supper, but the Maisa, imagine this scenario, Sunday afternoon, you're in your house, you're feeling a shekel hungry, so you go to the fridge and you're scavenging for a bit of this little Shabbos leftovers that you can snack. You're not ready, you don't have the chicken and potatoes, that's for supper, but you're scavenging around and you find a chmeis of kichel, a cracker on the side, and then there's a bit of liver left over that you didn't manage to eat by lunch, so you put the liver on your cracker. So far the liver's going to be bottled to the cracker like a spread, and then you see a few pickles that you cut up Friday night left over there. You think, oh, that pickle's going to be gavaldig on my liver. So you've got your cracker and your liver and your pickle. And you're thinking now, oh, what do I do? So we know the liver's bottled to the cracker. The pickle is a bottle to the cracker. The pickle is there to enhance the liver, not to enhance the cracker. So the place can speak out that even though the pickle's there to enhance the liver, not the cracker, since the liver's covered by the cracker, the pickle is also covered by the cracker as well. Okay. Outcome. That's the basics of the cases. Now, let's move on to another very important case, ice cream. Very crucial, very important food in our lives.
What's the burger?
Pardon?
The burger.
The burger is two brachas. Yes, a burger and a mezonos roll not eaten in a meal should be two brachas.
So how do you do it?
Just to explain you the level of it, how would you do it?
You go to one of those shops where you eat there.
So it's very important. If you're eating, if one more time, so Marshall, let's just to clarify for everyone the spectrum here. If it's a meat sandwich, let's say a sandwich with cold cuts in, that is going to be a mezonos, because there the meat is only the lafos as hapas, the meat is just a filling for the sandwich. I'm talking about a small mezonos roll where the burger is a whole chafta.
Yeah, but it's inside.
True, it's inside, but it's still two foods, it's very negative, it's not called a mixture. A mixture we describe as either cooked together, or it comes together on one spoon. A burger and a mezonos roll is pashas two foods. That's how I see it. You can argue, it's fine.
I just wonder how you do it.
How would you do it with Maisa?
Yeah, you buy one of those
in a roll. So you have it, you normally get it with a can of Coke. So I would make a mezonos roll and a shahakal on the Coke.
What if you don't have it?
If you don't have a can of Coke, it would be the same answer we described beforehand, where you could make the shahakal first on the burger and then probably after you do the mezonos roll, that would be the right way to do it. Now, an ice cream. Ice cream is very important food. So what's the brothel with ice cream? So ice cream, before we get to ice cream in a cone, which is a Gishmaka topic, I wanted to discuss something very, very important type of ice cream, cookie ice cream. Cookie ice cream, you get ice cream, mashed into it cookies, and every now and then you come across cookies, it's very Gishmak. So ice cream with cookies in it is a pashas, a mixture, it's a tarevus of ice cream and cookies. There's mezonos in it, and you want the mezonos. Some people want to say no, the mezonos is mamish, only an extra, it's only there to enhance the ice cream. But the police can say no, they say, and I discussed this with Rafalk actually, and he said the ice cream, you want the taste of the ice cream, it's a regular mixture with mezonos in it, and therefore you're making mezonos on cookie ice cream. Ice cream in a cone, okay, we're going to have to finish in a minute, don't worry, I'll finish on time. Ice cream in a cone is two foods, you've got your ice cream and you have your cone. Ice cream in a cone. So l'chaira would seem, you want both, you want the ice cream and you want the cone, it would be two brachas. But the boys can say no. They say that if it's one of those styrofoam cones, one of those, you know, junky ones, you know, they get like 25 in a packet, then you don't make a broth on the cone. The cone is just there as a way of holding the ice cream. However, if it's a good cone, it's probably about 8 in a packet, then you'd make a mezonos on the cone as well. Thank you very much.
Alright.
he's going to be presented to you.
He said he